You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
This is Eric from Warfaction. You're listening to Eric FM. This is Metal Monday.
Eric FM Metal Monday starts now. G'day, I'm Eric, and welcome to episode 34 of Eric FM Metal Monday, coming down the pipes and into your ears each and every Monday at 11 on Eric FM and also Trax Radio. Eric FM Metal Monday for all your awesome independent metal from around the world. I'm fresh from the club-led Women of Hard Rock and Metal show at the Lucky Australian Tavern at St. Mary's. That will feature next week on episode 35. But until then, until next week, I have some great metal for you from around the world, representing Australia, New Zealand, Russia, Poland, Portugal, various parts of the UK, and it's going to be absolutely awesome. Now, you might remember last week on Eric FM Metal Monday, episode 33, I was a little bit naughty. Well, it's my podcast, I make the rules, I can do what I want. I played an acoustic track from a Sydney band who I have seen go a lot harder than acoustically. Last weekend, I saw them live and I actually made a recording, so you'll be able to hear that very, very shortly. Last week we heard an acoustic version of a song called The Plan by Sydney Stellar Addiction. And after the gig last week, I have been addicted to Stellar Addiction, especially one song in particular. In case you're not sure what exactly I'm talking about, let's hear a little bit of the song that I played last week. This is an acoustic version of The Plan, or part thereof, and then we'll hear what happens when we throw in some awesome drum work and some crunchy guitars and sizzling hot vocals. Let's add some guitars and some drums and turn the amp up a little bit.
Watch your eyes meet mine. When they were supposed to meet, the girls decide. Me, but you couldn't look away from me. Now for a second, who's it gonna be? What do you reckon is the better? But I know I'll fall head over heels if you stay on my mind. I'm fucking hopeless to this all the time. I've learned my lesson and we'll ruin secrets. Maybe that way this will all go to the plan. But I will keep some distance if it gets too real. Somehow I think you know what's gonna happen. Somehow I think I owe it to myself to just let me be free. Yeah, you can find happiness in me. Somehow I think you know. myself to just let me be free. I dare you to find happiness in me. Somehow I think you know what's gonna happen. Somehow I think I owe it to myself to just let me be free. I dare you to find happiness in me. Somehow I think you know what's gonna happen. Somehow I think I owe it to myself to just let me be free. Watch your eyes meet mine. Thank you. This song's about books.
Dead Man from Dead Man Industries. You're on Irk FM.
G'day, I'm Irk from Irk FM and Insomnia Radio Australia. And what happens if I add some of this? ¶¶
and I mix it with some of this. And I mix it with some of this. And some of this. And some of this. Wait, if you want me to scream out of something, I won't take this. Leaving you open for something new isn't real. No, what believe? Add all those together and more, and you will have the latest podcast on Channel Irk, Irk FM Metal Monday.
And indeed, Irk Guy, you are listening to Irk FM Metal Monday. Let's crank things up a little bit more. Started hard. Let's get harder. From Sydney and Wollongong, this is Necrofeist. We'll be right back.
Addicted for the sea. With your name, addicted to always the sea. If all goes in, carry it to revival. Isolated, the voice of men decide. To be coward.
This is Phoebe from Heaven the Axe, and you're listening to IRC FM when you want to be the rockin'est, toughest music people in your street. Make sure you crank your speakers, tune into our music at heaventheaxe.com. See you at a show sometime. Yeah!
And indeed, I am the toughest, rockingest dude on my street. Thank you, Phoebe. Absolutely awesome show last night, as we'll hear next week on Oak FM Metal Monday. So we cross the ditch and we head off to New Zealand again to our last track from Skaffis, their debut single release, Heretic Verses, from their upcoming album Sunshine Acquisition. Their first demo release achieved reviews from Death Metal Baboon and the Metal Observer, and is still available to download from their Facebook and their Reverb Nation pages. A couple of excellent reviews that they had in. Death Metal Baboon said, "Did you have Jablanos, whatever they are? I don't eat fancy food like that. Drowned in vodka instead of cereal and milk for breakfast this morning. Do you knock yourself out with a Warhammer at night instead of waiting until you fall asleep naturally? Is your favourite dish deep fried babies? In other words, do you like to take it all a bit more towards the extreme? Well, then you might want to read on." And the Metal Observer said, "Skaffis' ability to create a swarm of dynamic and distinct death metal tracks propels them past an untold number of bands backed by high-profile record labels. After the first four songs melt your eardrums with technical fury, the band completely ups the ante and rips you a new one with the final trio, the seething demise of the Sliffs, the obliterating decadence of prowess, and their juggernaut-class Skaffism. Huge conquering riffs barrel non-stop, pushing the pace of all moments and simply never lose breath." And so that is quite cool. You never know what they were going to say about this release, especially considering that their last release was a demo. And so that was Skaffis. Thank you very much again to Sarah from Black Frog Management. Prior to that, we heard from a band called Scalactory. They're from Maryland in the US. For many, many years, their bass player, Armand, was simply a solo dude. But then again, after many years of being unsatisfied with the tracks that he was doing by himself, he decided that he needed some people to complete the mix. And so he found Zoe on vocals, and also he has Edgar on session guitars, and quite a interesting way of starting things solo and then deciding, hey, I need something to complete this. A very complete band was the second band that we heard on the episode. From the Sydney and Wollongong areas, we heard from Necrofeast. Their new album, Without Regret or Reserve, is coming in 2012. They were forged in the industrial heartlands of Australia's East Coast, and it wasn't until 2008 that the band hit their current lineup. The song that we just heard from Necrofeast was called Government Ruins, and it was actually played on a radio station, which is very unusual for a metal track. Radio National here in Australia, and it's basically, it could be the national equivalent of the BBC in the UK, for instance. And that was played in a compilation track which represented the 20th anniversary of ABC Radio National's Speaking Out program. So that was very, very cool indeed. Their debut EP was released in 2010, released to an unsuspecting Australian metal audience, and it was unveiled in stores across Australia via MGM distribution and iTunes to strong critical acclaim. And our first band, Stellar Addiction, seen those guys live for a couple of times within the last few weeks, and they're actually in the studio at the moment recording an EP, which will be absolutely awesome. We heard the rather catchy song La-Di-Da, which I've been playing over and over again this week, and prior to that we heard a little bit of the acoustic and a little bit of the live version of a song called The Plan, which will be on the EP. I recorded both of those tracks live at the Lucky Australian Tavern at St. Mary's. So we're going to move across now from Australia and New Zealand and America, and we're going to hear from a band called Before the Torn. And Before the Torn are from Lisbon in Portugal. Hello to my buddy Rodrigo from the Cowboy Cantor podcast. Before the Torn describe themselves as not just another metal band. Their trademark style, filled with energy, makes them a reference for the likes of heavy music listeners. Since the band's formation in 2004, they've gone through several lineup changes. However, the members never lost their consistency and have always thrived as a band. And their debut album released way back in 2008. So let's continue on with some metal from Portugal. This is Before the Torn, and the song that we're going to hear is called The Fall of Hope.
Yeah. day, every night, and every second. I'm looking for your smile among the crowd, here on earth and there in heaven. I can't forget your eyes, so dark and lonesome, but burning everything from the inside.
Tonight. finale. A show up in stunning thunder, and our chances are failing. The grasping griefs of lustful hunger, and the impossible get real. All the impossible are fierce. Still startles little funny things that shouldn't be so serious. And I'm steering in delusions and scheming up to drive you horny. There is no spot in flaming cortex, giving out resolutions. So may see the light and shadows. Let us do issues, seek and see. See shots of flame, these games that torture in our fears. Shining, the back is raving in its madness. And who is willing to sit back behind the craving living goddess? But don't be shy and don't get fainted. You're the chosen one, you rated. Hold me tight, we're just about taking off and freaking out.
www.facebook.com/empiricalmetalband. Peace.
And indeed, you'll be also able to hear Empirical next week on IRC FM Metal Monday. Always great to see those guys. They came down from the New South Wales Central Coast for the Club Lead, Women of Rock and Metal, and every time I see them, they continue to amaze people. We are going to tell you about some of the songs that we've just heard from various parts of Europe. We heard from Red Princess with their song Don't Even Sigh. Prior to that, we heard from Welly Chorus with their song Slavia Rushi. Prior to that, we heard from Illidience with a song called Razor to the Skin. Prior to that, we heard from Angelica and Demons with Angel. Prior to that, we heard from Scant Mirror and their song None Left. And to begin the set, we heard from Before the Torn with The Fall of Hope. So, Scant Mirror. Let me tell you a little bit about those guys. If you want to know any more about the band, go to irkfmmetalmonday.com. Scant Mirror was formed in 2003 in Poland. In 2004, they recorded their first demo in their local community centre, comprising of 9 tracks composed in the very early period. And in 2005, they worked on mainly new material and several concerts, recording their second demo in March 2006. I'm not sure if they're actually still together. It's been some time since I've actually put anything on their certain space. After that, also in Europe, but in this time in Russia, we heard from Angelica and Demons. And you can buy their debut album, Easy Death, from the usual downloady places, which is absolutely awesome. They describe themselves as goth metal. Born in Moscow in the autumn of 2005, pensive piano ballads and heavy songs with philosophic or religious lyrics, beautiful tunes, and sweet female vocals. The music will have reminded you of bands such as Evanescence and Nightwish. I actually heard a band or read a band the other day who said, no, we are not based on Evanescence, and you'll actually hear that band next week. Then we move on to Illudience, I think, and they're also from Russia. Can't tell you much about those guys. Not sure if they're actually still together either. Willy Chorus are from Russia, formed way back in 2002. They've established themselves in the top ranks of the Siberian metal scene with intensive live gigs and striking full-length masterpieces that were appreciated by fans and critics both. So I dare say that they might not be together either. But sometimes it's just awesome to hear some metal. Doesn't matter if the band's still around or not. And then the last track in that set, we heard from Red Princess. They're also Russian. Can't tell you much about those guys either. Looks like you can get those tracks from the usual downloady places as well. So we're going to move across from Europe and Russia, and we're going to head up to Scotland. I hope these guys sing with a bit of a Scottish accent. Don't think they're around much either. Putting themselves in the metal, punk and rock categories from Dundee in Scotland. This is Dirty Wee Middens, and the song that we're about to hear is called Softly Softly, which seems very strange to have it on a metal show, but let's hear what they have to say. This is Irk FM Metal Monday. Thanks, Matters. Life keeps going on.
Yes! check, check, check. Okay then. Yo, check me. Listen, I'm not looking to speak on behalf of everybody that sat there in the dark, but just give me one mic, one moment, and let me spit this track from my heart. Cause I don't wanna be the guy that had it, better still, I don't wanna say I never tried. She said, what do you wanna achieve in life? If I never said music, then I lied. There's no turning back, I'm too long on it. It's too late to switch my mind, so on it. We're so sick for this, we are so vomit. It's not just the name, I want more from it. Cause I believe it, gotta achieve it. Opportunity, wanna more than seize it. There's only one life that I live. I've been looking to the grass and regret if I leave it. In this mode, I'm so sure that I'm gonna swing this sword. About music, that's what I'm on. Doing this thing despite what my mom tells me about all the negative things in it. Getting for the best, all I wanna do is win it. I've got somewhere that I don't wanna waste. Sure that I'm not just another black face. I just wanna be a star, forget my your space, and maybe one day get chosen for bass. I'm looking to push this thing so far up to the sky. I'm not looking to stop, and it made me more determined when GT died. And that made me definitely realize how much I wanna do it this way. I still speak the same to this day. You wanna see what I'm doing it this way. Bench, for a better rise, but it never made sense. Now all I wanna do is make more peas, flip it to pounds, stack it to G's, units, distribute the CDs, all overseas, HMVs, give it to the game with a hunger to write. First dropped in, I was any other guy, and I used to look up to them. Back then, I was any other guy with a pen, came into the game, sweet like Mars. First dropped in with my beats and bars, wrapped in the park, crutch on the bench, I wanna make rides with G's.
You're listening to episode 35 of... No, episode 35. I've been writing that all day because I am looking forward to next week's Club Red Women of Hard Rock and Metal special that I'll be bringing you next Monday. But in the meantime, we just heard our penultimate song from a band called Killer Fix with a song called Bridge of Disorder. prior to that, we heard from Miss Misery, somewhat appropriate considering next week's episode, with a song called War of Giants. Prior to that, we heard from Downside with a song called Seize It, and then Circle of Fire with a song called Circle of Fire. And to open up the set, we heard from Dirty Little Middens from Scotland with Softly Softly. Now let's continue to tell you a little bit about the band, the guy that's actually forming a Circle of Fire. He's a gentleman by the name of Jay Palmer. He's a serial guitarist. He plays all the time, and when he's not playing, he's writing, producing, listening to or thinking about music. It became a passion for him at the age of 16, and over 20 years later, he's still playing, learning and enjoying guitar. He started playing guitar because he was a huge Iron Maiden fan and spent many hours every day learning their songs, jamming to music and dreaming of being on stage. But his biggest influence is George Lynch from Lynch Mob and Souls of We and Dokken. And so his other guitar influences include Jimi Hendrix, Steve Vai and Joe Satriani. And so his latest album is called Circle of Fire, and he says that it's an incredible album. After Circle of Fire, we heard from Downside, who all they tell us is thanks for the memories, and they were Jimmy Hughes, Sammy Beats, Master Gregory, Sebastian Chewick and Joseph Phipps Pearson. They were from the UK. Also from the UK, gothic metal rock artist Miss Misery from London. They've been around for quite some time. Not sure if they're still around. Maybe my music source needs a bit of a pruning device. I don't know. Our penultimate track came to us from Killerfix. They're from London. They're a five-piece which originally started as a two-man project between frontman Craig Wilson and producer Joe Webb in 2007. They're now a London-based five-piece who have made themselves a name as one of the most promising metal bands in the UK, also one of the most crushing live acts on the planet right now, drawing comparisons to the like of Pantera, Lamb of God and Machine Head. And that's a rather strong comparison to draw. What did you think of that? In the 4 years since their inception, Killerfix have emerged as a fully fledged five-man force of nature, gaining support from high-ranking magazines including Metal Hammer and Terrorizer. We're going to move on to our last track, and unfortunately I can't tell you much about Mr. Temper because at the time that I'm actually recording this, the website is down, and that's a problem. But the song we're going to hear from Mr. Temper is called King of Fears.
Realize the sweetest tickles I hear was a combination of her. I'm Brad.
I'm Simon.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Explain. And we are
Foundry Road.
And you can find us at
foundryroad.com.
And you're listening to
IRC FM.
Yeah.
And it actually might be a fortunate thing that I didn't shoot any video at Club Led's Women of Hard Rock and Metal. Those people who have seen Facebook, who are fans of Foundry Road, all those of you who are actually at the gig will know that I was what I was talking about. But for some strange reason, you will actually hear Foundry Road next week as a part of the Women of Hard Rock and Metal gig that I went to, that was brought to you and presented by and organised by Club Led. So you'll hear more about that next week. I'm so looking forward to that episode, which will include some interviews. Hope you've enjoyed the music on episode 34. The music was either recorded by me with the permission of the band, supplied by the artist directly by Black Frog Management or Airplay Direct. Music on IRC FM is played with the direct permission of the artist or under agreements with various music content providers. This episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. The rights to the music remains with the original rights holder. Don't forget, if you like your metal and you like to listen to some more metal, listen to my buddy Rolly with the Dark Compass Metal Show coming out of London. That is absolutely awesome. Rose supplies me with a lot of support and also a lot of awesome tracks as well. Also check out my other buddies at the Association of Music Podcasting. Who knows, you might also enjoy music not at 11. IRC FM Metal Monday brings you great hard rock and metal each and every Monday. IRCFMMetalMonday.com. On this episode, we have heard from Stellar Addiction, Necrofeast, Skeletory, Scatfist, Before the Torn, Scant Mirror, Angelicrone Demons, Illidealance, Bully Chorus, Red Princess, Dirty Little Middens, Circle of Fire, Downslide, Miss Misery, Killerfix, and Mr. Temper. I'll be back next week on IRC FM Metal Monday with the aforementioned Club Led's Women of Hard Rock and Metal. Till next time, I'm IRC. Thank you very much for listening. Also, check out IRC FM International with great tracks from around the world every Wednesday, and IRC FM Australia with great tracks from around Australia each and every Friday. I'm actually in the middle of a countdown looking back at some great Australian tracks that I have featured since starting the podcast in January 2009. I'm IRC, thanks for listening, thank you Modus, and good night into a...
Don't hate me because I'm metal.